Today at a Senate hearing in Washington, scientists added a new twist to the debate over human embryonic stem cells. A team from the University of Minnesota says it has found a cell in adult bone marrow that might have the same medical value as cells taken from human embryos. That's an important development because many people believe using cells taken from embryos is immoral. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Embryonic stem cells have the remarkable ability to turn into any type of tissue in the body, a quality that could make these cells extremely useful in treating disease. But to obtain these cells, you have to create a human embryo, either by fertilizing an egg or through cloning, both procedures that some find morally objectionable. Although President Bush has said some stem cell research using embryos produced by egg and sperm may proceed, the Senate is considering legislation that would ban research on cloned embryos. The House has already passed such a ban. When a brief report about the University of Minnesota research appeared yesterday in the British magazine New Scientist, opponents of embryonic stem cell research were quick to seize on it. Brent Blackwelder, president of a group opposed to cloned embryo research, testified at today's Senate hearing on a cloning ban.
They found a cell in adults that may turn into every single tissue in the body. This might essentially preempt the whole debate if this is true. A lot of checking has to be done. That's why we suggested a moratorium on this so we don't risk the downside but allow the medical promise to be explored.
Many scientists do see enormous potential in the new work. One thing that has limited the utility of adult stem cells is that they don't grow very well in the lab. These new cells do, says University of Minnesota researcher Catherine Verfaya.
The cells can be cultured in the laboratory for very extended periods of time, and they actually don't age, meaning that the genetic material, there's no changes in the genetic material, and the cells don't appear to age.
Verfaya says the new cells can also turn into most types of tissue in the body, just like embryonic stem cells. Verfaya is not alone in pursuing special adult cells with unique properties.
What I've seen of her work suggests that we're probably looking at the same cell.
Henry Young is a stem cell researcher at Mercer University School of Medicine in Macon, Georgia. Like Verfaya, Young says his cells seem to have the ability to turn into various types of tissues in the body. Young believes the day will come when it will be possible to use these adult cells to treat patients with damaged organs.
We can take a sample from the patient, derive the cells that we need, grow them up in culture, convert them to whatever cell type we want, and then put them back in the same individual. So you do not have to worry about immunorejection because it's self-transplant.
The body would be healing itself in a way. This is the dream, but neither Young in Georgia nor Verfaya in Minnesota is close to achieving that dream. Much of both scientists' work is yet to be published, and because their claims are so spectacular, Young says scientists reviewing their work are looking for extensive proof.
This is so novel that we need to go the extra 10,000 miles to prove that what we have is what we say we have.
Even if the work does receive a scientific stamp of approval, that doesn't mean that embryonic stem cells should be abandoned, says researcher Neil Thies. Thies is also working on adult stem cells at New York University, where he's been following Verfaya's work.
Her cells look promising. The embryonic stem cells look promising. There are other groups coming up with other cells that also look promising. I think we're just at the starting gate with this stuff. And if we restrict what we're allowed to look at, we limit the possibilities of what we're going to find, and we may miss, in fact, for some diseases, what are the most efficient ways to do things.
But if the adult stem cell work holds up, it will strengthen the case of people who argue that scientists should pursue that avenue of research first and only turn to embryonic stem cells as a last resort. And that could make it easier to pass a ban on cloning to produce embryonic stem cells. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.